agrees that there is a hekesh. This is one of the dinim that was lined up on the hekesh. This mishnah, an ayin ches on the base. We had this din earlier in the parak that you just like. How do you know that you need mechara kula? Because tvicha is either all or nothing. You can't shech the half an animal. So the mishnah says mechara chutz miyechad mimeir shabah. If you sold the whole animal but you left over 1%, echad mimeir. See, the tanoim also spoke our language. 1%, echad mimeir shabah. So then he's not chayiv dala dehei. So the Gemara has a machloikas tanoim and a machloikas amaraim. How to paskin? What is that 1% that he left out that he didn't sell? My chutz me echad mimeir shabah. Let's say you have a seh, and the seh has a lot of wool. Mary has a lamb. Who's it? The lamb has a lot of fleece. And he sells the whole, the ganav sells the behemoth, but he doesn't sell the wool. He keeps the wool for himself. So if he would shear off the wool first, and then he sells the whole lamb, and he keeps the wool for himself, so then he would be chayv. That's mechora kula. The Gemara has later a din. Gemara has a discussion of the din. Here, the three lines from the bottom. Boy rapope. Gonva. Genova, the stomach, Genova. He stole her. He stole the animal. Kito, and he chops off a limb, and then he sells it mahu. Is that called mechora kulo? Me, I mean, should I say? My degonav halai zavin, he didn't sell the whole animal that he had stolen. He stole the whole balchai, and he chopped off a leg from the balchai, and he sells the whole thing that's there. So should I say he didn't sell everything that he stole? That he stole, I dilma, perhaps I should say, my dizavin hold a shear, but at the time that he's selling, there was no shear. So that's a sofik in the Gemara. So let's say this case. The ganav stole a sheep and it has a lot of wool on it. And then he shears off all the wool and then he sells the animal. So what would be the din in such a case? Would that be a shear or not? Okay. So the Gemara is going to discuss it. What's chutz me'echa me'mea shebo? What do you mean he left out 1%? He sold 99% of the behemoth and he kept 1% for himself. What's the 1%? So it's a machlekes. Omar Rav chutz midova hanikdarima b'shchito. Rav says if he leaves out the wool, that's not called a shear. So if he would shear off all the wool and they'll sell the whole behemoth, also nishkan shear. Even if the wool is still attached to the animal, it's not an issue. It's not a shear. Only dova hanita imo b'shchito. Levi Omar chutz miyachanim v'Levi Omar. Levi disagrees with Rav. Chutz migiza seha. Even if he leaves out the wool, which is not nita b'shchita. See, that's a dova pashut in the Gemara, that the wool is not nita b'shchita. Nobody ever eats the wool. There's never any shalah, but it does come up. Some kind of a thing that they get out of the wool of the animals that's called L-cysteine. I forgot already what it is. And they mix it into food. So the shaila is, that's what if it's an avela animal? Let's say the animal drops dead, and then they remove the wool from the animal after it's dead, and then they process the wool, and they get out this L-cysteine, and then they mix it into foods. So is that considered avela or not? Is there such a thing as a decent avela on the wool? So you see from the Gemara for sure not. The wool does not need terima b'shchita. The wool doesn't need shchita. There can't be a decent avela on the wool. That's enough in the Gemara. Rashi adds on here. Rashi writes, "Hanita rima b'shchita kigom ipsar from the flesh." Aval if he's mishayer oro the karneha v'gizaseh lo havishir. Rashi adds on more. Levi in the Gemara. Levi says chutz migizaseh is not chayiv, and Rab disagrees with Levi. And he says it's only called the shear if he leave a dover and nita ima b'shchita, and the giza is not nita ima b'shchita. So Rashi adds on another two things that don't say in the Gemara. Rashi adds on innocently the or and the karnayim. The or is a big machlekes. Rabbi Baron Kotler said not so. This Rashi, the Rabbana pointed out, this Rashi is against Rabbi Baron Kotler. They sometimes take out stuff from the like they take out the L-cysteine from the wool, so they take out from the skin from the hide of the animal. How do you make treif ice cream? What do you mix in?
Gelatin.
The gelatin is taken out from the hide of the animal. So what if you have an animal die, and then you don't take the flesh, you take the hide. And then you process the hide till you take out the gelatin. Is there an issue of nevela? So the pashtus says, how can there be an issue of nevela? Shchita is not chal on the hide. Shchita is only chal on the basar. That's what Rashi says. Shchita is not chal on the horns. Karneha. Shchita is not chal on the hide. And shchita is not chal on the geese. Shchita is only chal on the basar. Rabbi Kotler has a whole tshuva where he writes not so. He doesn't quote this Rashi. This Rashi is a steer to the Alti Pasha. This Rashi is a steer. Rabbi Kotler has a whole chiddush. No. Based on a Rambam, if you eat the hide, it's not roi lachila the way it is. But if you'll take out the gelatin from the hide, and then you mix it in to bake ice cream, so now it is roi lachila. So the gelatin from a nevela has an isa nevela. So the pashtus from Rashi is that it's not so. That these three things, or in karnayim, in gidim, in tlofim, I have a whole list of things in Shulchan Aruch that they're quoting from the Rambam, that are not considered basa at all. It's not considered basa, so it's not shaykh to have an isa nevela. It says in Hilchas Basa B'cholov, the Rambam quotes a lashon from the Tosefta, if you cook meat with milk, that's Basa B'cholov deraisa. What if you cook karnaim gidin klofim in or with cholov? So it says in the Rambam, quoting from the Tosefta, pater. So the lashon pater usually means, has the connotation, pater av alasa. Means asam ad-rabbanon. So the Shach writes, from the Rambam's lashon, the Rambam is quoting from the Tosefta, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it from the Rambam, from the Tosefta, is mashma that there's an isa derabbanan. So that's what there's a discussion later paskim. This diuk that the Shach made, it's a two-line Shach in the Hilchos Basa B'cholov. Beginning of Hilchos Basa B'cholov, when it says the isa Basa B'cholov all implies to Basar, doesn't apply to Orgid and Karnaim and Tlofim, and it says Potter. So the Shach has there in two lines, Potter Avalos. So it says, Shalom, does this isa derabbanan carry over to other areas as well? Let's say Trefa Nevela. Would there be an Issa Derabbanan? But Ravine Kotler doesn't talk an Issa Derabbanan. He talks an Issa Deraisa. He holds that the gelatin that's removed, he holds that the gelatin was Roi Lachil all along. And when you succeed in removing it from the Or, that'll be an Issa Nevela Menatar. So that's Alpi Pashtus against the Rashi here. It's not against the Gemara. The Gemara just talks about those who want to ask the El Sistine from the wool, from the sheep, that are Nevela. That's against the Gemara. The Gemara says the Gizas Anat nitarima b'shchita, shchita is not chalana. So Nachamol, so far the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi were the first generation of Amoraim. They wrote Talmidim of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So Rab says it's only a shear, the 1% that it leaves out is only a shear. If it's a dover anita yitim b'shchita, Rashi says basa, as opposed to the whole list. Karnayim gidim etlofim, an or, all of those. All those that are listed there in Hilchos Basa B'cholov, that it doesn't count, so that it doesn't count, they read it. It's not called Bas. And Levi disagrees, even Chutz Megizaseh. So there's a support to Levi, so Levi should win. But he's going to lose. We're not going to pass Malk Levi. How come? Because we're going to quote other Tanoim who disagree. So it's going to come out, it's a Machloikis HaTanoim. And the Machloikis HaMoraim, Rabbi Levi, is simply a Machloikis, which opinion to accept from the Tanoim. So the Gemara says, Meisvei. I have a brisa that says not like Levi. The first brisa says like Levi. Meisvei. Mechora chutz mi yodu, chutz mi raglu, chutz mi karnu, chutz mi gizaseho. And Mishal and Tashlumi, abo v'hamisho. So the Tanakama says, beferish like Levi. Not only chutz mi yodu v'raglo, which is dover anita ima b'shchita, karnayim and gizois, which are not nita b'shchita, are also a shir. So that's what Levi said. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi disagrees, but Rabbi doesn't say like Rav either. So far we have two brises that say like Levi. The first brise just says Beferis like Levi. Chutz, what does it say? V'chen tani masnit chutz migizaseh, period. A brise that says like Levi. The second brise so far says like Levi. Chutz mikarno chutz migizaseh is a shir. Then we're looking is the Rebbe Tan who says like Rav. Rebbe Yomer Dova Hamakeh B'Shchita Enem Mishalam Tashlum Abba Hamisha. Sheinem Hamakeh B'Shchita Mishalam Tashlum Abba Hamisha. That's not what Rav said. Rav said any piece of flesh. He didn't say Dova Hamakeh B'Shchita. Dova Hamakeh B'Shchita means there has to be a crucial part of the animal that the animal would be Osa B'Achila. If that part of the animal would be missing before you would shecht it, it would be Osa B'Achila. What exactly does that mean? What is Dava Hamaka B'Shchita? So on the Rashi here, there's a stira min Eyeh Bey. If you read the Rashi slowly, Dava Hamaka B'Shchita, Rashi di Bamasla Hamaka B'Shchita, Dava Shem Nito Hemenu, if this would be missing from the animal before you would shecht it, in other words, missing Mechayim, Nas is Bona Vela Mechayim. The Shchita wouldn't be Chal at all. If you shecht an animal that's a Trefa, so the Shchita is Metayim Edei Nevela. Sometimes you hecht an animal, it's not even a time of nevela. It's called a nevela mechayim. Nevela mechayim doesn't set. Nevela mechayim is a contradiction in terms. How can be a nevela mechayim? Nevela means it's metame. Mechayim means that it's still alive. It's not metame. Nevela mechayim doesn't necessarily mean that when you touch it, it's metame. It means it already is missing something. It's missing something major to the extent that if I know in advance that if I'll shecht it, it will be a nevela. The shechit is simply not chal. That's what it means in the Beilam Echaim. It doesn't necessarily mean while it's walking around, it's already dead and it's already mitami tumas meis, tumas nevela. So Rashi first gives you an example of a nevela mechaim. It's missing a veshet, missing a konan. Nufa shteitzach, to shecht an animal, what do you do for shechit? You shecht the konan veshet. If the animal doesn't, if an animal can somehow live without a konan veshet, it's living on a machine, but it doesn't have a konan veshet, so what are you going to do? Shecht the machine? The machine can substitute to keep it alive, but the shechita has to be on the connovation. If there's no connovation, there's nothing to discuss. Or Rashi gives an example: Ayerech v'hacholol shelo, o kaved, ayechad min b'nei me'ayim. Wait a minute. If the kaved is missing, the kaved is a vital organ. That's a nevesh aneshamat liyabo. But you would say that if an animal is missing a kaved, let's say they did surgery, they cut out the kaved, and they sewed up the animal, shine. So it's going to die soon. It's a trefa. If it's missing a kaved, it's a trefa. It's missing part of the kaved, so it's not a trefa, because the kaved rejuvenates itself. But the Gemara has in Chul, it has to have a certain minimum size in the kaved. But it has less than that size in the kaved, it's not going to rejuvenate itself, so then it's considered a trefa. But it's not considered a nevela mechayim. If he shecht, it'll be a time of day nevela. So Rashi starts off by saying, "Dovishin nitam menanas ban nevela mechaim kigon beishet akana." That we understand. Then the yerach v'chal shalah. That's a gemara chulin. That makes a treifa. That doesn't make a nevela. Kovet is missing is a treifa. That's an nevela treifa. Echad me b'nei me'ayim. If you have a nekev in the b'nei me'ayim, or the b'nei me'ayim is missing, that's not a nevela mechaim. That's a treifa. So astir and Rashi. The Rashash points out. So astir and Rashi. He starts off by saying nevela mechaim, then it ends off with a dovishos also treifa. That's not the same thing. These two versions within. Maybe you should say inami. Maybe you should say inami in the Rashi. Maybe there's something missing in the Rashi. The Gemara in Bechoris has such a din. If you have a shut v'sakul, let's say a Jew owns a cow and the cow gives birth for the first time. And it has a zohar. So the din is that the zohar is a b'chor behema Torah, and it's a matnas kuna. It's one of the chav dalad matnas kuna. And it's korav al gabi hamizbech. What happens if there's a shut v'sakum? So the Gemara says that it doesn't have either of the dinim. There's a machlekes hatanan. We paskin has neither din. Neither is it korav al gabi hamizbech, nor does it have the din of matnas kuna. So that's why Tosis writes in the beginning of b'chor sef is manazeh. It's a mitzvah. It's always highly recommended to make a shut v'sakum. A farmer who has behemoths, we recommend he should make a shut v'sakum. It's not going to make a shut v'sakum. It's going to be kodesh b'kedushas b'chora, and he won't be able to shecht it. It'll be a nisa shchut echutz. He can't shecht it. There's no beis hamikdash. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayom. So you're gonna have a big problem on your hands. What are you going to do with the b'chor behemoth? You can't use it to do any malacha. You can't shecht it till it gets mum. You're not allowed to make a mum. Kol mum lo yibo, kol mum lo yahayibo. You're not allowed to make a mum. So you're going to be stuck. Tosis points out, Bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam, that it was possible to bring in as a korban, so then it's an iser to do a harama, to make a shut v'sakum. Because you're doing a harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah. So that's not proper. And the Gemara says that one of the Rabbanim did it, and he was punished and all of his animals died that year. Because he shouldn't have done it. You're not allowed to do a harama to pati yourself from a mitzvah. Harama means, in the normal course of events, you would have been obligated to perform a mitzvah. When you're going out of your way, standing on your head, in order to pati yourself. He doesn't want to have a non-Jewish shutter. He owns the whole farm. He has children. He doesn't want to have any goyim. So he makes it, goes out of his way to make a shutfus, but then akum in order to pater himself from chor beimador. So that's not proper. But bizman hazeh, that the whole purpose of the shutfus akum is in order to avoid violation of an iser, because people are probably going to violate the iser. How is a shaykh that they're going to wait till it gets a mum? Someone's probably going to be nana from the bechor. There's an iser gizav avoida. You're not allowed to do avoida. It's kachim kalim. Bechor is belongs to the area of kachim kalim. So kachim kalim, there's no din of me'ilo. It's not dina meila means if someone was moil behegdish, if I ride on the animal, so I don't have to pay ker mechomish and oshem. But the Mishnah says leinenu v'lamoilim, you're not allowed to get hanoa, even though if you got hanoa, you're not chayv to bring hasham meilos, but l'chatchili not allowed to get hanoa. So that Mishnah leinenu v'lamoilim, Mishnah is having maseches meila. A lot of times it says leinenu v'lamoilim. So most of the time it means that it's an isa midirabbanan leinenim. But in the Torah, there is no isa meila. So b'diavad, if you got hanoa, so you wouldn't have to be chayv. You wouldn't be chayv to bring a korban meila. Here on Kachim Kalim, there's a big machlokes harishonim. Half of the Rishonim hold that Loinenim is an Issa deraisa. The other half hold Loinenim is an Issa derabbanan. When do we learn Kiddushin? Last year. Forgot already. So when we learn Kiddushin, we had a Rashba, had the Machloikas in the second pair of Kiddushin. Rab Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. I don't know the Rashbas. Rab Chaim Moshe has a tshuva where he quotes this Rashba. And he discusses that Rashba. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rab Chaim thought that it's inconceivable to assume that it's only an Issa derabbanan. He couldn't imagine. How can it be half of the Rishonim hold that it's only an Issa derabbanan? But bottom line, that's what it is. Machlekes HaRishonim, how to read the Mishnah. It says by Kodshim Kalim in the Mishnah is a Milo, Lainanim v'loy Moilim. So half of the Rishonim hold that that Lainanim is an Issa deraisa. And the other half say no, just like all the other series on Mishnahis, where it says Lainanim v'loy Moilim. The Lainanim is only midirabbanan, so by Kodshim Kalim is also only midirabbanan. So I'll call upon him, but you're not allowed to be Nene from a Pchor Behema Torah, either an Issa deraisa and Issa derabbanan. Or let's say you'll do avoida, not to get hanoi. You'll do avoida with the behemas bechor. That's a pasuk. Lesavim bechor sherechem dosogas bechor tzenecha. Even if one should assume that the isa meila against getting hanoi from bechor, which is kachim kalim, is only the rabbanon, but the isa avoida gizav avoida is deraisa. The original pasuk of gizav avoida says by kachim kalim. Lesavim bechor sherechem dosogas bechor tzenecha. It says by kachim kalim. We assume that it certainly applies to kachim kachim. Obviously, Me'ila and Avoida are not identical. Sometimes you can have Me'ila without Avoida, sometimes you can have Avoida without Me'ila. I make the animal do Avoida and I'm not Nene from it. So that's a violation of Avoida, even though I didn't have Me'ila. Sometimes you can have Me'ila without doing Avoida. You can get Anoa from it without making the animal do Avoida. So Avoida B'Bchor for sure is an Issa Deraisa. So that's what Tosfos says. Bizman Azeb, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, we recommend, we encourage that all the farmers should B'Davka make a Shut V'Sakom. Because the harama is done in order to avoid violation of an avera. It's not done in order to pater ourselves. We're not really interested in doing a harama to pater ourselves from the mitzvah bringing it on the mizbech. We can't bring it on the mizbech. We're not doing the harama in order to be pater from giving the matnas kahuna. That's not what motivates us to do the harama. It's done in order to avoid violation of the avera. Because lo yimala, someone's going to violate the iser mi'ila behegdish, which maybe is the rabbana, maybe the raisa. Someone's going to violate the iser avera bekotchim, which for sure is the raisa. It says by Pchor. So there the Gemara has a machlokes hamaroim. When you make the shut v'sakum, how much do you have to sell the goy? So it says over there also 1%. Echad mimeya is also good enough. So the Gemara has a machlokes hamaroim. What says echad mimeya? It's good enough if you sell a hoof. If you're good enough, if you sell any piece of flesh. Or do you have to sell davar ha'osa osa nevela? Or do you have to? Or is it good enough if you sell davar ha'osa osa trefa? And we pass and neither has doesn't have to be davar ha'osa osa nevela, and it doesn't even have to be davar ha'osa osa trefa, as long as you just sell a little bit. You sell a berosh ozna. The rosh ozna, if you cut off the ear, it's not going to be a nevela, it's not going to be a trefa, it's going to be neither. So we have accepted that opinion. Even berosh ozna is also enough of a shut v'sakum, to pata from chur. So there, the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion is only davar ha'osa osa trefa. One opinion, davar ha'osa osa nevela. So Rashi over here sounds as if he's giving two different pshatim. Maybe he should say in the middle of the Rashi, inami. His thoughts of davishim ditla menanas banavela mechanki on the shetokona, that we understand. Then he gets, but the yerech v'chol shalah, that's a gemara in the third parak in chulin, second parak in chulin. That's a gemara about trefa. Kovid is trefa, bemidayim is trefa. That's not nevela. So it's a problem with the Rashi. Aval yodav ragman akubar alamata loy. This opinion in the Braisa is not like Rav. Rav says, Dover hanita ima b'shchita, any piece of flesh. If you sell the cow and you leave out the Rosh Ozna, so according to Rav, the Rosh Ozna has basar on it. So if you leave out Rosh Ozna, that would be a shiur, and the ganav would not be chayv dalav hay. So the Braisa doesn't say that. The first Tana Kama in the Braisa says, chutz mikarne, chutz migiza, so that's levi shita. Even though the karnaim and the gizas are not nita ima b'shchita. A Rebbe who says that it only applies to flesh, but he's more restrictive than Rav. Only Dova Hamake B'Shchita, either means Osa Osa Trefer, Osa Osa Nevela. one or the other. So that's not like Rav. That's the Gemara's kasha. Meisve. He has kasha against Rav. Then Rav Shimon ben Elazar is also not like Rav. Shimon Elazar right there. Chutz mikarna ein mishalim dalavei. Chutz migidaseha mishalim dalavei. What's the logic for Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So the Gemara is going to explain it a little later. That the karnayim, normally you don't cut off the horns of the animal while it's alive. So the karnayim are raimed to remain there. The giza is always normally cut off. So to say, if the ganav sells the behemah chutz mikarneha, it's not davar nita b'shchita. The karnayim are not nita b'shchita. But it's a part of the animal that usually remains with the animal until you shecht it. Who cuts off the horn while it's alive? But the wool, since you normally shear off everybody every year when the animal develops wool, so you cut it off and you sell it and you use it as wool. You process it, you make wool out of it. So then chutz megiza seha doesn't count because zemel gzizim. So it comes out that nobody holds like Rav. That's the pella. Nobody holds like Rav. Tanakama holds like Levi, chutz megiza seha is potter. Reb Shimon Elazar doesn't agree with Levi. He agrees half like Levi, half not like Levi. Chutz megiza seha would be chayv, because the gizis is oimed l'gziz, it's going to be removed. Chutz mikarneo, there he would agree with Levi. Even though the karnaim is not nita b'shchita, he would agree with Levi on that. But Rav is against all the shitas in Tanoim. That's the Gemara's kasha. Bishleim el Levi, ketanakama, okay. Levi has a Tana that he holds like the Tanakama. Says beferish, chutz megiza seho is not chayv. Ela, the Rav kima, and Rav's opinion doesn't correspond to any of the three Tanoim. Rav takes on all the time. The Gemara could have said, Rav Tanu Hu Palik. The Gemara every so often says, Rav feels free to disagree with all the Tanoim. But the Gemara says, over here, you don't even have to say like that. Amri, the answer was given. Rav Damakia Tanu the Tanu. We have another fourth opinion. Pshimon Allah Zeraimem, Mechor Chutz Miyadu Chutz Miraglein Mishalem Dalad Behei. Chutz Mikarna Chutz Migizaseho Mishalem Dalad Behei. Yeah, Chutz Miragla Chutz Miyadu. What do you mean, Yodaim Raglaim? An animal has Yodaim Raglaim. Means the front legs are called yodaim, the back legs are called raglaim. Yodaim and raglaim are dabe so also nevela? No. Is it a dabe hos also trade for? So Rashi says it depends which part of the yodaim and the raglaim. Rashi writes, minakuva lamata, minakuva lamaila. Minakuva lamata, if the animal's leg is broken below the akuva, so it does not make the rest of the animal trade for. But if it's broken in akuva lamayla, then the whole animal will be a treif. So it's when the Braisa says chutz miyodeho v'chutz miragleho is pater because that's a shiur. So maybe he only means chutz miyodeho v'ragleho mirakuva lamayla. So then it's again a dava also treifa. Yeah, but it doesn't say that in the Braisa. It doesn't say chutz miyodeho v'ragleho mirakuva lamayla. It doesn't say what part. So the assumption is that Tana, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and that second brisa says the same as Rav. Chutz miyada, chutz miragla, even minakuva lamata, any part of the leg that has flesh on it, even minakuva lamata, would also be a shear, even though it's not a dava hamaka b'shchita, it's not a dava hosos ha-trefa. So that's what the Gemara assumes, that Tana, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, is the one who says like Rav. So you have all the four shitas, nochemal. There's one opinion like Rav, that a shiur to be pata from dalavei, a shiur mechir to be pata from dalavei, has to be part of the animal. Has to be part of the animal that's nitfas and shchita. Only the basar. So it has to be chutz miyod v'ragla, something that has basar. Gid and karnaim, whether let's say karnaim utlofim and or that doesn't count. The next opinion is even gizus, the opposite of that. The next opinion is even gizus. Next opinion is we distinguish between gizus and karnaim. Because the giza is amid like ziza, and the karnaim is not amid to be nitlash. And then the next opinion was either daba osas a trefa, daba osas a nevela, parallel to the original sheet is there in Pcharis. The first paragraph of Pcharis, how much of a shear do you have to make a shut v'sakum that it should be potam in apchar? So the Gemara says, there are four sheetas in the Tanoim. The Gemara explains b'mai kamifli. What's the nekudas machlekes? Tanakama sabat tvach kula biinon, mechara kula biinon. If you have even a shear of giza, it's also not chayv. Rabbi Sacha tvach mechara. Rabbi Sav, Rabbi Shitas, or tvach midah havi b'tvich lapuki midah delo havi b'tvich. Omechar dumi de tficha. Okay. Es bi davar sha osa davar sha davar sha osa osa nevela. Davar sha osa osa treifa. That's a question how to read the Rebbe Shita. Shimon ben Elazar in the first price is distinguished, and he says, "Karna the lav the megas kaima the karen is not oimed legziza." That's a shear. That's part of the animal. Ein mishalom dalavei. They made a shear. The gizas, which are the megas kaima, it's oimed legziza, loy have a shear. Or mishalom tashlumi abba v'hamish. Sure. The idach tana the bei Reb Shimon ben Elazar sovar. What is the last price to hold? The last price is like rav. So they he holds, yeah, the veraglav the tzvichi tzvicha that shchit is chalan in order that it shouldn't have an iser even marachai baser has baser on it. Sure, in order that it shouldn't have an iser in the bela, shouldn't have an iser even marachai have ishir. But let me shalom dal hepid leaves it at kainayim and gizus. The lo tzvichi tzvicha doesn't need shchit that it should be matarid ba'achila. See, the Gemara never says or. Rashi added on or against Rabbi Arnkov. The Gemara just says kainayim in giza. The lo tzvichi tzvicha loy have ishir. Then the Gemara says, well, wait a minute. We just explained there are four shittas in Tanaim. Two of them are the same Tana. Shimon ben Elazar in the first brisa contradicts Rav Shimon ben Elazar in the second brisa. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Kasha, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Gemara says, trade Tanaim, leave it Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Fine. Sure. The two versions of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So this din that you have to have Mechora Kuloi. A mechora kula, just like a tvacha kula, you have to have mechora kula. What does it mean kuloi? Let's say he stole an animal that was limping, it's missing the bottom of the leg in such a way that it's not osa osa trefa. He stole a chigeris. He stole a suma. No, at the time that he stole it, that's all there was. And then he shechts it. Okay, so he's chayv dala v'hein. And if he sells it, he's chayv dala v'hein. That's the next price. A tan rabbana, shata sefta. Hagenev hakitas, he steals an animal that's missing part of the leg. So it says Chayv. Yeah, why not? You steal a behemer from Shutvim. So you Chayv. Even though it's missing a limb, it's clearly missing a limb. You look in an anatomy book and it shows you how many limbs an animal is supposed to have. I stole an animal that's missing a limb. So that's not the chisaron of a tvachu kula bina. The Gemara has a din in the beginning of Maseches Soitan, Dav Gimel, that a kohen is only metameh to the Zayin Kroitim. A kohen is not allowed to be metameh lemeisim, unless it's one of the Zayin Kroitim. So the Gemara says he's only metameh to the Zayin Kroitim if the body is complete. Let's say after the person died, they made an autopsy, and they cut it open, they cut out parts of the body. So then the Gemara says that that there's no din, the kohen is not metameh. The kohen is not allowed to be metameh to the Zayin Kroitim. So there's a big machlokes. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Radvaz on the side of the Rambam talks about it, and Shulchan Aruch discusses it. What if the father died, and the father had a leg removed, but the leg was not removed after he died? The leg was removed while he was alive, years before, and then he dies. From the time of death till the burial, nothing was removed, nothing was touched. Is that called chaser? The din is that the kohen is only metamit to ames sholem of the zayin kohen. It's not metamit to ames chaser. Is that called chaser or not? So that's a machlekes, because the father had the limb. If the father was born like that, if the father was born missing an arm, and he dies, so then for sure there's not chaser. That's not a shadus. So over here, when the ganav stole, the whole story begins over here. When the ganav stole the behemah, it was already kitas chigeris and esuma. So then the whole story begins. As far as we're concerned, whatever happened before the ganav steals, it doesn't count. So that's a tvachu kula, mechora kula, that's not a problem. The Gemara just had a suffix, the last three lines, what we read before. Gnova kitoa mechora mahu. What if he stole an animal and he cut off a limb, that's not osa osa trefa, osa osa nevela, and then he sells the animal, or then he shechts the animal. So the shechita is chala and everything, and the mechira is chala and everything that it is now. But he was mechaserin. He was mechazel, so that's what the Gemara is. Boy Rapapa, that's three lines from the bottom. That's an ibay delev shita. How do you pass when you have an ibay delev shita? Amotzi mechaver all of aray. You pass them that you potter. Yeah, what's a din of tofas? What's a din of? Does tvisa help in a sofik moment? Let's say there's a situation, but there's a sofik moment. It's a sofik if you're mechuyif to pay me moment. So the din is amboitz mechaveir olav haray. So amboitz mechaveir olav haray paskun zois the din. So now, even if I'll grab from you, the tfisa won't help. But he's saying, no. We don't know what to do. So Bezin says, we leave the money where it is. If the other guy will grab it, so we'll say, we don't know what to do. We leave the money where it is. He'll grab it back. We'll leave the money where it is. We won't get involved. So that's a sugya in Bava Metzia, the beginning of Bava Metzia. That's called Tokfa Koyim. Means that the farmer has a cow, gave birth, and it's a suffik b'char behemah Torah. So the Mishnah is saying, b'char is repeated. Many Mishnahis, one after the other, repeated many different cases. Whenever you have a suffik b'char is hamoytze mechaveir olav harai. You treat suffik b'char like any other suffik moment. You don't say that since it has yisurim, and it's a mitzvah to give it matnas kuna, pidyon ha-ben also. When you have a suffik pidyon ha-ben, you go l'kula. It's hamoytze mechaveir olav harai. Even though you say a bracha, over the pidyon ha-ben, you still say, basically, it's a mamayna, so suffik mamayna l'kula. So what happens? The Gemara wants to know, if tokfa koin, what if tokfa koin? The koin goes and he grabs the b'char behemah Torah from the farmer. It's a suffix whether the farmer has the right to keep it or he should give it to the koin. So he says, so leave it by the farmer. Suffix yisur l'chumer. He's not allowed to use it to do any malacha with it. Giza b'avayit is going to be awesome. The ilu will be awesome. He's suffix. Suffix yisur l'chumer. But suffix b'mada l'kula. So the on the exact same issue, we say the moment is you go to kula and the yisur v'heta you go to chumer. So the shayla in the Gemara is the suffix is what if the koin will grab it? Can the koin keep it, or does he have to give it back to the farmer? What's the shayla when you say hamoytzi mechaveir olav haraya? You say whoever is muchzik b'shas leidus on suffix, we paskin us the suffix, and that's it. That's the end of the story. No more suffix. Always get paskin. So even if the koin grabs it, he has to give it back. Well, you say no hamoytzi mechaveir olav haraya. We don't paskin. We don't know what the psak is. So what's the maskana there? So it's a yodua machlek is the Rambam and everybody else. The Rambam shita is the tokfa koyin, he keeps it. If the toiveya, if the moitzi grabs it, he has a right to keep it. In other words, a moitzi machriya l'avarai is not machriya the sofik. And Taisu shita, Taisus and Rabbi Rishonim say, if you look in the Gemara, tokfa koyin, davova mebeis, it's against the maskana sa Gemara. Gemara came to the conclusion, the Gemara proves conclusively, that tokfa koyin is moitzi in oisem yodai. That whoever is muchzik b'shas leidus ha-sofik, muchzik paskins ois the sofik, is machriya the sofik, is no more sofik, he can't grab. So that's a machalik, as you look in Shulchan Aruch many, many times, the mechaber always follows the Rambam, and the Rambam and the mechaber will say, whenever there's a sofik moment, potter, v'im tofes heim etzin ois ha-miyodai, and the Rambam will always follow the Tosfos. The Rambam always follows the Balei Tosfos, the Ashkenazim. So he says that tfisa doesn't help. Whoever is muchzik b'shas leidus ha-sofik, always get paskin tfisa doesn't help. Fine. So we know the Rambam's opinion. So the Rambam writes it over here also. The Rambam writes on this suffix. The ganav stole a full animal. And then he cuts off a limb. And then he sells it. So from the perspective of the moment of Gneve, it's chaser. So it's not a mechara kula. From the perspective of the shas ha-mechir, it is. It's not chaser, it is kuloi. So is it called a shir? Is it not called a shir? So he says it's a suffix. So the Rabbi is masik on the Rambam. He says, Rabbi, you're entitled to your opinion by Mammon. But by Knas, the Chiyuv doesn't get off the ground unless you have a Hamad Bedin. What's shach to talk about Tvisa Kedem Hamad Bedin? You're going to say, Bez made a Hamad Bedin. Bez made a Gmar Din on a Safek. Bezin is not sure what the Din is, so they're going to Paskin. The judge bangs down the gavel. We hear by Paskin that you chayv me Safek. What do you mean? You put them in Safek. So you're not chayv misafik. It's not going to be a psak bezin. Going to make a psak. Then we're not sure what the din is, and therefore maybe you're chayv, maybe you're not chayv. That's not a gemar din. Gemar din has to be b'toras vaday. So the Rabbi says on the Rambam, even if you'll be entitled to your opinion in other areas, in other cases, that itofah same matzina and osim yada. But how can you say over here by knas also? Itofah same matzina osim yada. By knas it's not chayv kaidem amar b'din. Where is this? Perik Beis in Hilchas Geneva. Perik Beis Halacha Yud Gimel Gana v'kata mimeno Eiver v'ahakach mechora. Other cases, the Gemara has any Bible of Shita. So he says, "Eimotziim imena tashlumi abba b'chamisha kasafik mamanu l'kula im tafas hanizik eimotziim miyada." What do you mean on nizik? It's a nigdam. It's not a nizik. He's in Tafas. He calls it's Arba Avos Nizikin. The Gemara says Ganav Gazlan, one of the Chof Dalar Avos Nizikin. So he doesn't mean a Nizik. He means the Nignav. If the Nignav will be Taifas, the amount of Dalad Vehei, Eimatzin Az Nyarim. So the Rabbit says Amar Avram Loi Mechurvali. The Tvisa Mahanya Boha Hakan. It doesn't make sense that Tvisa should help the Knas. Kevin the Yosem Mashi Hiziku. Yosem Mashi Hizik is the Haknas. That's the Lashon Gemara and Dafta as well. Kala Mishalm Yosem Mashi Hizik. So Moed B'Knas is Potter, the Gemara says there. So that's the Gemara's semi-definition of Knas. Whenever Yerushalmi Yosem HaMashi is it. Says, Dal V'Heiz Kalili HaKnas, and Koyach L'Chaiva Ela B'Bezn, U'Bedin Pasuk, B'Li Sofik, and always get Paskin to Din, the Bezn should Paskin Klar, U'Bedin Pasuk, and always get Paskin to Din, B'Li Sofik, B'Zeh, Kivin Shesofik Hu Etzlam, Ech Gomer Ez Dinoi, how can Bezn make a Gemara Din? That's ridiculous. How can he say, Tofes HaMatzin Asmi Ada by Knas? That's the Ravitz Hasog on the Ram. So the Shach wrote a sefer Tokfa Koin. They're selling a brand new fancy edition in this farm sale across the street. I was interested with footnotes at the bottom, big letters. So the Shach in the Tokfa Koin quotes the Bach on Chayish Mish, but this is not his original. Tokfa Koin is all about how to deal with any case of Sofik Mamayna. So he quotes the Bach who has a Vart on this Ramam. He says there is a din in the Gemara in the second Perek in Bava Kama earlier. The Gemara has a discussion that sometimes Ovid Inish Dinda L'Nafshe and sometimes Lai Ovid Inish Dinda L'Nafshe. Let's say a guy owes me money. A guy owes me money and I say, I want you to pay. So do I have a right to bop him over the head, to pin him down on the floor, and to take out the money from his wallet and to walk off? And he's going to fuck. So I'll beat him up till he stops. I'll beat him up until he lets me to walk away with the money. But he say, no, you're not allowed to do that. You have to go to Bezn. And Bezn don't beat him up. You have no right to do it on your own. So the Gemara says, in rare cases, we paskin that Ovid Inish Dina Nafshe. What are the rare cases? Hechadike Pseida. So the Gemara says, let's say we have a deal that we have a well that we own Beshutvas. Each one of us has a farm. I have the farm on the east, and you have the farm on the west, and the well is in the middle. So the deal is every other day I have the right to use the water to irrigate my field, and every other day you have the right to use the water. You're going to use the water in the well on the day that you're stealing from me. By the time I'm going to go to the Bezn, they had no telephones, they had no email. By the time I go to the Bezn, you'll steal all the water, I won't have anything left. So that's Hecha Dikep Seide. So the Gemara says, in that situation, everybody agrees that Ovid Inish Din L'Nafshe. You can't expect me to wait till I go to the Bezn. Bezn are going to come and they're going to intervene. Till they're going to have a whole entire. It'll be Lachar Maisa. I'll already have a hefsid. Or the Gemara says, Lafrushi mi Isura. Someone's doing an Aveira. So the Shad is, do I have to notify the Bezn, and Bezn should send ascertain that he's really doing an Aveira, and Bezn, he doesn't want to do a mitzvah, whatever the case happens to be. And the Bezn will send the Shliach Bezn will reprimand him, and if he doesn't listen, then the Shliach Bezn will beat him up. Or do you say, no, he's going to do the Aveira. If I wait till I call Bezn, the fellow will have already done the Aveira. Be lach ha-maisa. So the Gemara says, Lafrushim Yisur is like Hechadike Pseidon. So, such a case, you say, Ovidin is Dilan Avshay. Where's the Gemara? Anybody remember? It's the third parak, huh? It's the third parak. Here it is, the bottom of Chav Zayin on the base. The Gemara starts the whole discussion. So the Gemara on Chav Chesam and Aleph says, that Lafrushim Yisura, everybody agrees. Hechadike Pseida, everybody agrees. The Gemara has, these are the two exceptions to the rule. Lafrushim Yisura, Hechadike Pseida. So the Gemara has an expression, that's what the Bach points at. The Gemara has an expression, what is this din based on? What right do I have to beat the guy up if he's doing an Aveira? If I would notify Bezn that he planned to do an Aveira, Bezn would send a Shliach Bezn, all legit. Nothing illegal over here. I'll notify Bezn, he plans to do an Aveira tomorrow. Bezn comes and the Shliach is there. So he's about to do Aveira. So the Shliach will threaten him, don't do the Aveira, we're going to beat you up. If he starts to do it, so he beat him up. So what right does the Shliach have to beat him up? So that's just, there's a law in the Torah. It says when you give Malkus to somebody, Lo Yosef Lakoso, Pen Yosef Lakoso, Nikla Chichle Nechus. So the Gemara assumes that Lo Yosef Pen Yosef is the law not to be Mako Adami, so I'm not allowed to beat someone up. So what heter does the Shliach Bezn have to beat someone up when he's doing an Aveira? So that's the Gemara in the third parak in Ma'ikot, the beginning of Eilam Megalchen. Elu Megalchen has its Maseches Moed Katan is all about Chalamoid. So the third parak, the bulk of the third parak is about Avelus and Chalamoid. To what extent does one observe Avelus and Chalamoid? To what extent does one not observe Avelus and Chalamoid? Then Gemara talks about all the Hilchas Avelus. Ruba de Ruba, 90% of Hilchas Avelus appear in parak Elu Megalchen. So in addition to Hilchas Avelus, has also Dine Cherem and Nidui and Shamto. Because one who's in Cherem has to observe Avelus on himself. So the Gemara has there, if the Shliach Bezdin comes to a person and he says, we give you hazmana, you have to come to a dintara. The guy says, go fly kite. You with the whole Bezdin, I'm not interested in going to dintara. So the Gemara says the Shliach Bezdin has a right to beat him up, to force him to come to Bezdin. Or if he doesn't want to pay, Shliach Bezdin has a right to beat him up. So the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. The Shliach Bezdin has a right, even though you're not allowed to curse a Jew, the Bezdin has a right to curse him. That's what a cherem is. The curse that he should drop dead. Normally there's an Isser. Well, it's a kal cheirish. You're not allowed to curse even a deaf person. Kal cheirish, you're not allowed to curse a person who can hear. So here there's a heter to curse. Then the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Normally you're not allowed to beat someone up. So here there's a heter, they're allowed to beat the person up. Normally you're not allowed to destroy a person's property. So the Gemara says the Shliach Bezdin has a right to destroy property. They have a right to be chayvel and mazik and mikalel. You have a special heter. So the Gemara says over here, what's the heter of Avedinish Dino Lenavshe Hechadika Pseid Heche Lafrusha Meisura? The fellow's about to do an Aver. So the Gemara has a lotion, Nasa Yoda Kishliach Bezdin. It's about 15 lines from the bottom of Chav Chesem and Aleph. And the line begins with the word, Nasa Yoda Kishliach Bezdin. Yoda is talking about a woman, that her husband is fighting with someone else. And the other one's going to harm her husband, so she has the right to intervene. That's the pasuk in Chumash. So the Gemara says, "Lafrusha meisura, nasis yodik yishleich bez nemptur." So the Gemara says the basis for the din of Ovid Inish din al nafshei is if Bezin would have been here, it's absolutely clear that they would have had a shleich Bezin intervene over here. So even though Bezdin is not here, if you realize what's going on, you see that there's a case of Lafrusha Misura, or a case of Pseida, Hechadika Pseida, Hechadika Pseida, the fellow's going to use up my day of water, I'm going to be left without any water, so it won't be able to be fixed up. If he steals $100, so I'll get the money back, but he's going to steal the water, I'm not going to get any water from anybody else. So Hechadika Pseida, then we say, Nasis Yadik Yishleich Bezdin Ptur. So that's what the Shach in Tafel Koyin quotes this from the Bach. This is not his. Quotes the Bach on the Tur. The Bach is a sefer written on the Tur. This is on Choshe Mishpat. On all the Dalet Dalet Tur. So the Bach says over here, the Rambam says the Tofas Ematzin Asim Yoda, the din of Tfisa that a Nizik or a Nechbal or a Nignav has a right to grab. The Rosh has a comment on Daf Tezvov. The Gemara talks about Bibovel. You can't collect Knas, because there were no smuchim. You can't give smicha in Bavel. If the Rabbanim got smicha in Eretz Yisrael and then they traveled to Chutz Laaretz, so then the smicha doesn't evaporate into thin air. The smicha remains, and they can put together a bezn of 23 to give din in the fashas, a bezn of 3 to be done din in Knosis. But they didn't travel back and forth so often, so the days on the Maharim, there was hardly anybody in Bavel who had any smicha. All those who were born in Bavel, they never went to Eretz Yisrael, so they never had any smicha. So the Gemara says, he can't be done, dinik nosis be Bavel. And we pass in Palga Niska, Chatzi Nezik of Shortam, is Knas, the Machlekes Amaroim, and Tezvav and Meralef, Machlekes Rapop, and Ravun Abed Rabbi Shua. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Hilchasa, Palga Niska, Knosso, and therefore you cannot collect it in Bavel. So the Gemara says, V'tafas, Eimatzi Nosim Yodah. So what is that all about? Why is he tafas? Well, we just said we had a Bir Agro in the Ayin Beis or something. Where do we have that Bir Agro? Bir Agro points out Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. The Hagos Agro points out, there's a Bir Agro in Yeridah. He points out the Bavli, the Rishama, they all say, Afilu Baba Lotzis Yidei Shemayim, you don't pay a Knas before Gemar Din. So what's that all about on Dav Tezvav Amid Beis? That he taught us, Eimad Zin Osem Yodai, that if the Nizik in Bavel, where if an instance of Chatzi Nezik of Karen occurs, Chatzi Nezik is always good paskin that it's Knas. In order to collect Knas, you have to have a Hamad Abedin. Kodim Hamad Abedin, Afil Abalat Zizay Shemaim, there's no Chiyuv to pay. So the Gemara says, on Bavel there were no smuchnas, you can never have a Hamad Abedin. There's nothing what to discuss. The Gemara says, if the Nizik or grab the chatzin nezek, so he can keep it. So what is that all about? So the Rosh has two opinions. So one opinion is a special takana de rabbanon. Then the Rosh disagrees. Said why? It quotes the Rav. It says a takana rabbanon. Says why is it takana rabbanon? So din deraisa, avedinish din lanafshe hechadik epseida. So what kind of avedinish din lanafshe? But we're talking about knas koydem amar bedin. What shaych avedinish din lanafshe? So the Bach answers, what's pshat in the Rosh? He says pshat is nasis yad gishliach bezin. That was the lashon of Gemara chav chesam and aleph. Ovid inish dila nafshe is considered as if I'm acting not on my own behalf, I'm acting as a representative of Bezin. It's an umdin in the mukhech. There would have been a Bezin here, they would have done something about it. It's clear what the situation is. No doubt about it. It's not a nifty question. So even though there is no Bezin here, we say nasis yarek ishleir Bezin. So the Bach says, just like the Rosh says on Daf Tezvav, that we apply Ovid in Ishdina the Nafshe, so that's a din deraisa. It's not a takon of the Rabbana, itofas le mafkinimine. Why? Because before Hamadu Bedin, there isn't even a chiyuv of balosis deshmaim to pay the knas, because knas has to be alpi bezin. But if it's case that Ovid in Ishdina the Nafshe means that Nasi Yarek Ishleir Bezin is considered as if he is acting on behalf of the bezin. So he says, so Mamela it's considered like knas is, the psak is alpi bezin, the gviya saknas is going to be alpi bezin. So that's what the Bach says, the same to Farem for the Shveri Rambam. How can the Rambam write that by a Sufik, Dalet Vehei, you go to Kula Hamoitzim Mechaver Olav Haraya, V'itofas, Eimotzi and Asmiyad. So that itofas, Eimotzi and Asmiyad by Momin, that's the Rambam writes that all over the place. And the Mechaber follows the Rambam, and the Rambam says the Ashkenazim don't follow that Rambam. We pass them like Tesvis, that talk for Kain is Moitzi and Asmiyad. Whoever works Muchsak B'shas Leidus HaSofik, it's always get passed in his favor, and Tvisa doesn't help. But the Rambam we don't understand. The Rambam in Eibay doesn't make sense. The Rambam holds in generally tough as Eimetzino as Miyod. But how does he write it over here by Knas? That's the Ravid's Hasoga. The Ravid isn't asking how does the Rambam paskin against the Gemara that talk for Koina Eimetzino as Miyod. The Rambam somehow drays his way out of that Gemara. The Rambam understood it tough as Yidukim Eimetzino as Miyod. But how can he apply that by Knas? So that's what the Bach says. Since Tvisa by Knas, the Rosh said on the After Zvav that Tvisa by Knas is based on Ovid in Mishdin and Nafshe. In the Gemara says on Daf Chav Ches that Ovid in Mishdin and Nafshe is just an application of Nasis Yorek Shliach Bezdin. So if it's considered as if it's a Shliach Bezdin, so it's considered that the Gvias HaKnas is Nas Alpi Bezdin. Nas Alpi Bezdin, so then it's legitimate. To pay the Knas on your own, Knas is supposed to be an Oynish. So you can't, let's say a person knows that he's Chayv Misa, so he'll jump in the lake and drown. He doesn't know how to swim. He'll jump in a furnace and commit suicide. A person knows he's chayv malchus, he'll give himself malchus. So that's not an oynish. An oynish has to be imposed by bezin. A self-imposed oynish doesn't make any sense. So the same is true by knas. A person is going to pay the knas al piyatzma, afila b'balasis leishayim, there's no kima mitzvah. Knas has to be b'toras oynish. And oynish by definition means that someone else is manish me. There is no such thing as a self-imposed oynish. So that's why you have to have dafka al pi bezin, but it doesn't have to be necessarily bezin. If you have nasis yarek ishleach bezin, so it's considered as if the representative of bezin is making him pay the knas.
There's no psak. You move him to make a psak. Ishleach bezin can't pass it. He could fulfill what bezin says. How is that a
hesbun? You need a hesbun. The rosh says this. The rosh is the one who's at fault. The rosh on Daf Tezvav says itofas. So the Rosh says that Gemara Itofas is not a Takana de Rabbanon. The Rosh quotes the Ravid says that a special Takana de Rabbanon, and he disagrees. Said, what do you need a Takana de Rabbanon? He said it's a din deraisa of Obedinish din of Nafshe. So he just takes the Rosh. He says, however you read the Rosh, that's what it says in the Rosh. So the Rambam holds the same as the Rosh. The Rambam is innocent. He just said the same as the Rosh. You have a Taina on the Rosh. Okay. A Taina on the Rosh. So there's this Gemara with the Ibai the Leib Shita. Okay. Not such a significant, the Ibai is not such a major Ibai, but the Mechudish Dika Rambam is what's famous over here. The Rambam says, a Safik Momen Lakula, and mainly you don't have to pay, but Itofa Seimetzin Asmiyot, Ibai Knas, Itofa Seimetzin Asmiyot. So that's what the whole the Hasogas arrived with the Teretz of the Bach quoted by the Shach. So Nachmal, Hagoin of Kitas. Let's say, the father was born and missing a limb. The father was born missing a limb, and then he dies. So of course the son is metamei lemeisa. It's not called a chaser. It was never shalom to be considered chaser. If the father had all of his limbs, and then he became chaser while he was alive, so that's a diyun. That's a machlekes in achrayim. It's not a mishnah. That's a machlekes in achrayim. Is that called chaser? The Gemara says on Dav Gimel in Saita that the kain is only metame to design kravim. Is manshu shalom v'lo is manshu hu chaser. So that's a machlekes. How do you determine chaser? Chaser means how do you, what's the standard? The standard is when the father was born, he was shalom. Or the standard is when he died. If there's anything missing from the time that the father died, if you did an autopsy, that's called chassid. But if they amputated a limb, or they took out his tonsils, let's say they took out someone's tonsils, so the son is not metame. So it's diyamachlekes achrayim. Got to check into it. Most people have their tonsils taken out. No, I don't know. Got to find out. Anyway, if the father had his tonsils taken out, it's going to be a machlekes. If that's called a meis chassid, whether the son is metame to the meis. So over here, the Gemara says, it is going of kitas. The animal was a shleimah when it was born. Yeah, but my involvement in the story, I'm the ganav. My involvement begins from the time that I stole it. You can't tell me that it's something chaser. It's incomplete. I didn't do umechara kula beinon because I didn't sell the whole animal the way it was before I stole it. I mean, before I stole this kaidim bria zaylam. My history begins with this animal. My history begins from the time I stole it, not from the time the animal was born. By the father, that's the machlokes. Do you say meis chaser depends on when the father was born? You're going to say it depends when the child was born. From the time I had a relationship with my father, before I was born, even if they amputated a limb, it doesn't make a difference, but stomach not. That's a shaila. Does it depend on when the father was born? Or from the time that the father died, it's called a chaser. Even if the father's missing teeth? I hope not. I assume that not. Why not? I don't know. The din is that a tooth is not metame. Tooth is not metame. It's not considered an aver. I don't know. Why not? It's a good question. Why not? A lot of people are missing teeth by the time they die. So you kind of say the coin is not metame. Can't be. Bizman HaGemar must have also been missing teeth. Probably missing more teeth than his manager. I don't know. It's a good question.
Rabbi, it's Mishnah Nogos, Perek Gimel. Mishnah Gimel says, Kol sheba meis tamei, chutz min hashinayim vehasear vehatziporem,
they removed.
Hakol tamei.
If the teeth are still attached, the hair is still attached, then someone touches the hair or the tooth, it is metame. But if the tooth is removed after the person died, then it's not metame, yeah. I mean, that's not considered part of the body. Why not? The hair is not considered part of the body. Hair can say, because lamegas koi, like the Gemara said over here, but what people take haircuts. But why the teeth not considered part of the body?
They're
baby teeth, yes. Yeah. Yeah, but what about the second set of teeth?
Only lamegas. The tongue is called the heart. The 32 teeth.
So why? That's the shaila. So if the second teeth fall out, that's the shaila. So why the Zayin Kerei from Etam? Why don't you say it's called a Meis Chaser? I don't know.
Because Kamu Chaser, the other Mishnah say Kamu Chaser Bashira, Ubagul Golas, that they're trying to find a Shir, that it's relative to Binyano, Vibinyano, things that are...
No, Chaser, Shedra, Golas, that's a different thing. If you have a Shedra, Vibinyano, Golas, that's Metam, even though you're missing the rest of the body. So how much does the shedva gogolas have to be missing that it should not be metami ba'ol? That it should treat it like stam bones. So kami heichos says a machlek is b'sham and b'sil. That's a different shayla.
Bones and also when a basar.
But here's a different din.
That's
this
din.
Yeah, but this is a different din. This din I don't think appears in Mishnah. Is that the kain is on the metami to design kram is manshu shalom as manshu chaser. That's a Gemara. I don't think that's a Mishnah. That's a Gemara in Saita Dav Gimel. So that's what he's asking. Why, if the teeth fell out, why don't you consider that chaser? If you hold that a chisar, mechaim is also a chisar, and why shouldn't teeth be counted as a chisar? I don't know. It's a good discussion.
Really, the teeth are made by slaves.
Shen v'yayin is the original din. It's not considered an eiver. To be considered an eiver, you have to have bosa gidin v'atzom. It's not considered an eiver. Shen v'yayin is a different din. Even though it's not an eiver. I don't know.
we could say lama yatsas vil hakishila lomarla, that it maybe to the other side.
Okay. It's got to say something. Nachman, so if the ganav steals the kitas, there's nothing to discuss. For sure he's not chay. For sure he is chay. He steals the kitas, that's not called chaser. Because from the time that he started, he only got involved with the ganeva. So the time of the ganeva, that's all that there was. So that's not called chaser. A good bemis al shutfim, there's no reason that he should not be chayv dalvei. Why not? Now, shutfim shaganvu apturim. So the Gemara says, why is that true? Shut Meshagan v'Aptur. Ay, v'Hatanya, you have a price that contradicts the firstborn. Shut Meshagan v'Chayavim. It's a contradiction. What's the din of Shut Meshagan v'? Amram Nachman loy kashe kam Shut Meshagan v'Mechaver kam Shut Meshagan v'Me'alma. If two people are shut, and we both own together a shorvaseh, and I steal the shorvaseh, who am I stealing? I own half, or I own 10%, whatever it is. I steal from my shutiv. So 10% is mine, 50% is mine. And the other 19% of 50% is his. So that's not called the Tvachu Kula B'Yisura. Half of it is mine, I have a right to shecht it. I have to consult with the Shutav, so I'm only a ganef on his head. I'm not a ganef on the whole behemoth. So that's Shutav Shagon Vazem Yizeh. Shutav steals from his other Shutav. That's a lack of Tvachu Kula B'Yisura. But if Shutav Shagon Vazem Yalma, two people stole a behemoth from a different person. And then they shecht it, and the shut from Shagan will be chayv dalavei.
What kind of shutas would mean? More like the type of like choros to with an atom to patu from bechor, or more like the shutas that we said before that you're patu from bechor?
You mean what if it's not even 10%? What if it's only echad mimei? What if I'm only at 1% also? What if I'm only a shutif in the gizus? It'll probably depend on those shitas from before. Okay, what's called the shear? Let's say the whole animal belongs to him and he sold me the wool. I'm going to shear off the wool. And then I go and I shecht the whole behemoth. So none of the behemoth belongs to me. Only the wool belongs to me. So would that be called a shear or not? If it's called, if you would hold like Levi, that wool is called the shear, then it's not the mechora kula, because part of it I had a right to. Part of it I was entitled to the wool. That would be called the shear. The way we paskin like Rav, only Dabar Anita Bishchita. We don't paskin like Rebbe. Dabar Osasa Nevelo Trefa, Dabar Maka Bishchita. We paskin like Rav. Dabar Anita Ima Bishchita, so it has to be a shutif in the flesh. Shutif in the wool, a shutif in the horns wouldn't be enough. Probably. Stomach would depend on the four different opinions before.
Every animal that's stolen is fascinating. Maybe Kinyan with the Yilu, like the Shayna, because he's a sale by the. So
Again, what was that?
Whenever you steal from the shem, you pay down with the hay. If he agrees, if the shem agrees to pay, he gets the down with the hay. He doesn't own the geese in the bodies. The Morris says, who's going to be the stuff with the stuff?
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you see that Jesus and bodies don't affect the virus.
I mean, the way we pass in the Giza is not included. So the Giza is safe. The Vladis is going to be a Shaila in the Gemara. What about the Uber? We'll get to it.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I don't know. Well, what happened over there? No, the Ganav is a stranger. He stole from Shutfin. I mean, every behemoth that's a Pikodin by the Shomer, so it's a Shutfin between the Mafkid and the Shomer Hestis. So that's going at Minah Shutfin. So that was the first price. Again, at Minah Shutfin. First line in the price, Chayinu Gai Behemes HaShutvim, that's L'chol HaDeis Chayiv. Here we're talking Shutv Meshigon V'Zemizeh. So it has to be a Shutvist that should make a Chisorin. So that'll depend on the four Shittas, what's called the Chisorin. Okay. Your case is the case that we're safe on that. That's Agayin Amin HaShutvim. They're both Nignovim. The Mavkin and the Shema, they're both Shutvim, and the Ganav is stealing from both of them. Nochamon. So again, so there's a contradiction. What's the din? A guy min ashutvim is chayv dalavei. There's nothing to clear about. Why not? The shayla was. The Gemara just had a shayla before. A guy min ashutvim tovachamacha v'hoyd alechem mehem samodi b'knas is potter. But it's only modi b'knas only potter b'fnei abaylim. That seems to have been the premise. So it's only potter from the dalavei to this shutif and to the other shutif. He's not potter. So do you say chamisha bakar? Afilu chamisha chatzoy bakar? a dilma that you're not chayiv. So first he thought, first the Amora thought that he's potter. Then the next morning he changed his mind and said that you're chayiv. Chamisha chatzoy baka is also chayiv. Yeah. So that was in that special case that there was a havamin in the Gemara that you should be potter. Goyinim min ashutvim would be potter from dal peiv. Hoy de lechenehem. So it would have been chamisha chatzoy baka. La halacha we don't accept that. We paskin even in such a case you're chayiv the chamisha chatzoy baka. Rashi is going to bring it up over here. Right away, we'll get to it. But here we're talking a normal case. Again, min ashutvim is chayv dalavahei. Shutv mishagonvu is astira. So one brisa says chayv, one brisa says potter. So Nachman says loikash kam mishutv mishagonvu mechaver kam mishutv mishagonvu meyalma. If it's shutv mishagonvu mechaveroi, so it's a shira. The percentage that he owns is not the geneva biyisa. That he's a 1% shutv or whatever he is. He's a shutv in the behema. So he only stole his other shutav's share. His own share, he has a right to do whatever he wants. Can't do without consulting with the shutav, but half of it he's not a ganafan. So that's a tvachah kula bina. But shutvim sheganvu, they will be chayiv dalad vehei. Shutvim sheganvu, they will be chayiv dalad vehei. Eisvei rov l'ram nach, yochel shutvim sheganvu machaveh, shutvim sheganvu yuchayovim, wait a minute. So you have a brisa that says that both cases are potter. Not only shutav shigonav mechaveru is potter from dalav behei, but shutav shigonvu are also potter from dalav behei. Rab Nachman just said this distinction. He says shutav shigonav mechaveru tvachu kula beinon v'leko. Part of it is behei. It's not kula beisura, but shutav shigonvu will be chayv. So here there's a brisa that contradicts Rab Nachman. El Zagdingamar, El Ram Nachman, he says you have to add on to what he said before. He's not backing out, he's adding on to what he said before. Loi kashe, kam b'shutav shetovach l'das chaveiro, kam b'shutav shetovach shaloi l'das chaveiro. What is the shutvim shegonvu? Shutvim shegonvu. So we have a stira between whether the chayv dalad hei, they're not chayv dalad hei. Rav Nachman says it depends. If he's a shutav shegonav, the shutav shem tovach umachor the das chaveiro, Reuven and Shimon stole the behemoth together. How do you have that shutav mishagonvu? How do you have shutav mishagonvu? I mean, I'm driving the getaway car and I say, "You do the geneva, you steal the animal." So you steal the animal, you throw it on the car, and I drive away. That's shutav mishagonvu. But he's saying, "No, ain't shaliach l'dvar aveiro." The guy drives the getaway car, he didn't do the geneva. The guy stole the behemoth, he picks it up, and he throws it in the car, he did the geneva. Yeah, the guy's the mishaleach, so ain't shaliach l'davar. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in the first parak in Bava Metzia. The Gemara talks about shut mishagonvu. So the Gemara says there, so there there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. How do we read the Gemara? So Rashi says, if one ganav picks up the geneva, al das, that he and the driver of the getaway car should be shutvim, so they both become shutvim shegonvu. And Tosis is masik. What are you talking about? It's ein shaliach l'dvar aveira. The exception to the rule is tvicha mechira. There's not an exception to the rule on geneva. So Rashi says, migu de zochen anapshi, zochen nami l'chavre. Rashi is a peladike Rashi over there. Rashi holds that you can have shutvim shegonvu. Taisa says the only time you have shutvim shegonvu, it's a big heavy beim, a big heavy piano, and we both walk off with the piano together. So we both made the hakbor together. But if one does the geneva, the other guy drives away the getaway car. So it's not shutvim. The one who did the geneva, it was only one. Then shliach advar there. So however you can imagine the shutvim shegonvu, machlekes Rashi and Taisa, so you already did shutvim shegonvu. Then what are they going to do with the beim? So they decide they're going to have a barbecue. So they get a sheichet, they're not honest, they're ganavim, but they're religious. They're extremely religious. So they get a good sheichet and shechtzet, glat kosher, checks everything, glat kosher, and then they eat, then they roast it, and then they have a barbecue, and they make a whole simchas yantiv out of it. Sure. So the shaila is, but only one of them shechted, let's say only one. Well, neither of them shechted it, they got a good bona fide sheichet to shecht it. So would they be chayv dalav hei? So the Gemara said before that dalav hei is one of the exceptions to the rule. One of the three exceptions to the rule, they just say, yesh aliyach l'dvar aver. What were the other two exceptions to the rule? Me'ila. The Shnayis and Me'ila. The whole Masechus Me'ila revolves about that premise. The yesh aliyach l'dvar aver by Me'ila. You learn that chet mechuma. The word chet appears in connection with hafrashas truma. Hafrashas truma we know can be done ayde shliach. Kein tari magamaten gam le rabbis is hashliach. So just like by truma, it's possible to be mafresh truma ayde shliach. So too, it's possible to violate meila ayde shliach because the word chet appears by meila behegdish also. So you learn at chet me truma that meila is possible ayde shliach. So meila that's mishnayis like that. Dala behe is not mishnayis, but that's the gemara. The gemara has the chiddush. That yesh aliyach ledvar avera by tovach u'machar. Somebody left Professor Lieberman's Tosefta Kipshuta by my shulchan yesterday on Shabbos. I was looking in it on Baba Kama, on our parak. So he says he checked into the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi never says that yesh aliyach ledvar avera by tovach. It only has machar. Because machar ayideyache. You're always selling to another person. So mechira is always ayday acher. He's selling to a lakeach. So you can have a shalech and the bavri by mechira. He points out that Yerushalmi never has this din. He doesn't know if the Yerushalmi disagrees with the Bavli or not. It doesn't make that much of a difference. We've got a pasuk like the Bavli anyway. So we assume that tovah humocha, that yichayiv dava dehei ba tovah humocha. That's how the Gemara says. So Nechama said, what are the three exceptions? The one is meila, that's mishnayis all over the place. One is Tovach HaMacha, that's a Gemara. And the third one is also a Mishnah. By Shlichas Yad, that's a Mishnah. I call Dvar Pesha. So that's a Machlokes. Bisham and Mesila, how do you translate Dvar Pesha? So Bisham, I rub the opinion. The Chishav of the Shlach Yad Pekod. If he says he's going to be Shalach Yad, Dibur a Pesha. He says he plans to be Shalach Yad. So he's already Chayev. He's already Nasa Olav Gazlan. A Shalach Yad Pekod, Nasa Olav Gazlan. So not only if he actually does the shlichas yad b'poel mamish, if he threatens to do it, he says he's going to do it. I call dvar pesha, he's chayv on the dibur. And Vesila rejects that, and they say no. I call dvar pesha means he appoints a shliach to do the shlichas yad for him. So yesh shlichas ledvar avera by shlichas yad b'pikodin. That's the machlekes b'sham and Vesila. Vesila will say yesh shlich ledvar avera. B'sham and Vesila would say they say even less than that. Even just chish of the shlach yad just says he's going to be shliach yad. Certainly, if he asks a shliach to do it for him. That's more than chishav v'shlach b'yad. So by shlichas yad b'pikodin, that's b'sham b'sil. And by mi'ila, that's the whole maseches mi'ila, from the beginning to the end. It says many times. And by dalet v'hei, that's the gemara before. That's the gemara before. And Rabbi Lieberman is not sure whether the Yerushalmi agrees by shachat, ayideh shlich. But the Babli says b'feirus like that. Tovach hamach. So that's what the gemara says over here. Yav shutz m'shaganva, however we pulled that off, that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the first perek in Bava Metzia. Rashi says, one guy does the geneva, al dash nehem, the other guy drives away the getaway car, that's also called shutz m'shaganva, the bochayv kefal, they have to split it. And Tosfos disagrees, shutz m'shaganva means they pick up the behemoth together b'shutz. So however, if he became shutz m'shaganva, they're shutz m'shaganva. Now the shayla is, who's going to do the daladay? So the din is yesh aliyach ledvar avera by tovach hamachar. That's the gemara. So if one of them does the tovach hamachar ledash nehem, they both agreed that we're going to sell it and we're going to split the profits and we're going to shecht and we're going to eat it. They both agreed. So whoever does the tovach hamachar, they're both going to be chayav. They're both sharing the chiyav dalavei. But if one of the two ganovim is not going to steal from his shutif, they're real ganov. First they stole from the other guy. The two ganovim shutz m'shaganva. Now one of them decides, I'm going to steal from my shutif, from his partner in crime. So he's going to do the tovach hamacha without consulting his shutif. So the Gemara says he's not chayv dalavei. The more the chutzpah, so the more he gets away with it. If he would have been decent about it, he would have consulted the other guy. They would both make up their mind together. They're going to do tovach hamacha. It would have been yesh aliyach ledvar avera by dalavei. But because he does shaloi b'shus chaver, shaloi b'tzon chavero, so he's only chayv. It's a lack of a tovach kula b'inun. Because on the half for the other guy, he's not going to be chayiv dala dehei. There's shutim shegonvu. So you have to have tovach hamacha ledash neim. So if you have a shutif shegonav, there's shutim shegonvu, it's going to be tovach hamacha shalom ledash chaver. So there's no chayiv to pay half of dala dehei. It's like chamisha boka velo chamisha chatzoi boka. He doesn't have to pay chamisha chatzoi boka. So that's why Rashi asks right away. The Rashi with the Rebbe Kevegas Tzion. The Afal Gav the Armin Eliel Chamisha Bakar Filo Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar. The Gemara came to the conclusion that you do pay Chamisha Chatzoi Bakar. So what does Rav Nachman say over here? That a Shutav Shutm Sheganvu, but Tavach Hamachah Shaloi Bishus Chaveir, Shaloi Ledas Chaveir. since it can't be chayiv for the other half, I'm not the ganav. I'm only a ganav on half. You're the ganav on the other half. So I can only be chayiv dal v'hei on my half. So if I would have shechted, done the tvicha mechira birshus chavero, both of the ganav made up. So yesh lechon dvar elbar tavach amacha. So the both of them together will be chayiv the whole dal v'hei. But since I did a shaloi l'das chavero, so I can't be chayiv dal v'hei on your half. That's your ganav. I'm only chayiv dal v'hei if I shecht the part that I'm a ganav on. So I'm a ganav on half. And you're not going to be chayiv dal v'hei on your half. You didn't authorize me to do the tavach amacha. So it's going to be chamisha chatzoi boker. So Rashi asked the kasha, but the din is chamisha chatzoi boker is chayiv. V'afagav damin aliyah chamisha boker afen l'chamisha chatzoi boker. So Rashi answers, hani mili, when did he come to the conclusion that afilu chamisha chatzoi boker yiwa chayiv? What was the case? One was tol be'emes ha-shutfim and tavach amacha. So he's chayiv to pay dal v'hei. Then he's moide b'knas potter. So he's moide in the presence of one of the shutfim, not in the presence of the other one. And we assume pshat in the Gemara was that moide b'knas is only potter if he does the hidor b'fnei habaldin. So he's moide in the presence of one of the two shutfim. So moide b'knas is potter. So the shaila was, can bezdin? So Rashi explains, at the time that he did the tovach ha-mochar, he did become a chuyif to pay the dal v'hei. It was tvach ha-kulo b'yisura. He shechted all on him. He should have theoretically been chayv the whole dal, except that he pulled the stunt later on. He made a moide b'knas pot in the presence of one baldin. So he potted himself from half. So the shaila was, can bezdin make a gemar din on the other half or not? So that was a hava min of the gemara of v'lo chamisha chatzoi boker. Maskan in the morning, he woke up and he said he had a good meal, and he came to the conclusion afilu chamisha chatzoi boker. The Rashi says over here it's worse. Over here, when he does the tavach hamochah from the outset, it's only mechayiv him chamisha chatzoi boker on the half of the animal that he's a ganav. He can't be mechayiv me dalad v'hei on the other half of the animal. You're the ganav on the other half. Can't be mechayiv you dalad v'hei on the other half. I did the tavach hamochah without your authorization. Can't be mechayiv me dalad v'hei on the other half. I'm not the ganav on the other half. It's shut from shagun, but it's 50-50. You're the ganav on the other half. So no one can become a chiyuv dalad v'hei on the other half. So you can only, the whole chiyuv dalad v'hei is only going to set in on half. So that's where Rashi says, no, this everybody agrees. Chamisha chatzoi boker. The chiyuv can't set in on half. That's what he says. Hane mili. When did the Gemara say earlier in the perek that afilu chamisha chatzoi boker? That's only that case. Ech shagun be'emes ha-shut from toch v'chakachoy delecha mehem. Al-chalk le'bishas tvicha aboy kule b'chiyuv. But over here, b'shas tviche, the whole chiv is only going to be chal on half of a behemoth. So that's the halacha, chamisha chatzoi boker, the chiv can't be chal on a chatzoi boker. The chiv has to be chal on all, and then if lemaisa you only pay half, so mehechet teisi you'll pay half. But over here, you can't have that the chiv should be chal on half. That was the Rashi that the Minchas Chinuch quoted. We just discussed the last, I really forgot when the last time we learned was. Hardly ever learned. It was the Gemara by Kilayim, no Ein Zayin based the Gemara by Kilayim. So the Mechaschina discussed if you have a hybrid, you have a Sharvah set that's a half Shar and a half Zibu, or a half set and a half something else, something not Nishkin Sharvah set. So he said he doesn't think such a Kilayim will be Chayv. The Gemara has a Brisa that Kilayim, God of Kilayim, Torah Chamach has Chayv Dal V'hei. So he says he thinks it only means it's a Kilayim between a Seik Sovim and Seizim. Between a Rochel and an Eis, that they're both chayiv in Dalav Hei, but it's going to be between a Seh and a different Min, between a Shor and a different Min. So it's going to be a Chamisha Chatzoi Boker. On the half that's not a Shor, you're not chayiv, it's the wrong Min. So you can't say that there's a Chiv Chal on a half of Dalav Hei. How can it be Chal? First, he thought that if it's going to be a Kilayim between a Min that's Mechuyiv and a different Min, so fine, you'll say Seh, Afila, Mikza, Seh, but you'll only pay half. Like the Gemara said there in Chulin, that if you have a if you shech the behemas Chulin, that there's a mitzvah to give Zerah L'chayayim v'akeva to the Kohen. We only do it in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says we follow that opinion in Tanoim that Zerah L'chayayim v'akeva only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So that's why Lemaisa in the Chutz Lars we don't do. But in Eretz Yisrael you got to do it. So let's say you shech a seh, that's a mikza seh, and a mikza is a different min. So the Gemara says, seh for the mikza seh, fine, you chayv to give Zerah L'chayayim v'akeva. But it's a hybrid. It's a half seh and half a different min. So you'll only have to give half of the zera l'chayayim v'akeva. Give the kohen half, and the other half you can keep. So first, the Menachas Chinuch thought that God of kilayim, if he steal a shorbah, said that's a hybrid. It's a half min that's mechuyiv and a half min that's not mechuyiv. Then first he thinks that you only have to pay half the dalbei. Then he thinks no, you should be chayv nothing because it is Rashi over here. the chiyuv can't be chal when you do the tavach hamacha. You can't have a chiyuv that's only chal to the extent of half. It's either all or nothing. The Gemara says chamisha chatzoy boker, chamisha boker v'afilu chamisha chatzoy boker. That's in the tashlum and that's in the Gemara din if it turns out like that. But in the chiyuv, Rashi says the chiyuv has to be chal to the full amount. And then later you'll see how much of it you're going to pay. But if the chiyuv meikor can only be chal on half, I shecht an animal that's a half a shor and half a zibu. So the half zibu is not mechayiv me at all. So the half shor can't be mechayiv chatzoy boker. Like over here the Gemara says. Shut from shiganvu, but tavach hamacha echem mehem shloi ledas chaveira. So on the other half of the animal, that I'm only a ganav on the half. I'm not the ganav on the other half. On the other half, I can't be chayv dal behei. I'm not the ganav. He can't be chayv dal behei. He didn't authorize me to do the tavach hamacha. So no one's going to be chayv the other half of the dal behei. So he can't have a chiv that's chal meikorei, only half dal behei. That's the Rashi. That's Rab Nachman's emendation. Originally Rav Nachman said like Kashkam Shut Vishgana Machaver, Kam Shut Vishgana Meyalma. Then he says, even Shut from Shigonva Meyalma also are not Mechayv Dal Behe. He says, yeah, if the Tavach HaMach was Shaloi Ledas Chaveiro, then it's going to be put.
Why should
the Tzach
Brachos, why should this Rola Chayam be specific for
Rashi reads in the Gemara, it's a machlokes hatanaim. Tosis agrees with Rashi. There is a machlokes hatanaim based on Xeris Aposav. Aposav, that this matnas kuram, Zorlach Hayam Akeva, is hukish to Trumas and Mais. That's one Tana holds like that.
It's negative
the Stam Mishnah. The Stam Mishnah says, Noig Beim Rars Beim Chutz Lars. Yeah. Yeah. Perik Azra.
Noig Beim Rars Beim Chutz Lars.
Right. So in that Perek Hazroa, the end of Chulin, Perek Hazroa, so the Gemara quotes the same thing that they quote in Brachas, they quote it there too. And the same Tosis appears there too. The Rashi, the Gemara says, No al gama kahani tlas sovi, that the minigolem is like the following three tanoim. So one of them is this, one of them is about the Balkeri, doesn't have to go to mikveh in order to learn, because we follow the later Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera. And then one of the tlas sovi is this one, one is by Kaloi Akerem, and one is by this. Noah Gamo, this is one of the Savi means the earlier Tanoim, the old Tanoim. So one of them is this one, that the meaning is that you don't give Zorlach Hayar Keva and Chutzalores. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. The Maizah, that's the practice, like Rashi, that they don't give. Okay. Now the Gemara has a Nusha. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya, what's the din? Mechor Chutz Mishloshim Yom. What's the halacha? Is that called the shira? Mechora chutz mishloshim yom. How does Rashi translate? Chutz mishloshim yom ese bo malachti. I sell you the animal today, but I reserve the right to use it for my purposes the first 30 days. The sale takes effect today. What's today? Tezayin Shvat. Yesterday was Tu B'Shvat. Tezayin Shvat. But till Tezayin Adar, I reserve the right to use the animal. And the police caught me when? Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference when they caught me. You had a Gemara before. The Chorva L'Shloshim Yom. The Gemara before had. You have to have a Mechira Kuloi, just like a Tvach Kulabina, so you need Mechira Kulabina. So Gemara Chutz, Yamboicha L'Shloshim Yom. So Mechel L'Shloshim Yom was a Machlek as Rashi and the Rambam had interpreted. Where was that Gemara? Chutz M'Shloshim Yom. So Rashi said, I'm only selling you the animal to use it for 30 days and then you have to give it back to me. So that's a rental. It's not necessarily a rental. It's not necessarily, it depends how you word it. It can be a rental or it can be a kinyan l'zman. The Aderis wrote a little essay of all of his, he was a poor man. So he didn't have any money to give to his children, so he had a lot of midas, a lot of frumkeit, a lot of midas chassidus. So he's going to transmit all the midas chassidus to his children. That's how the Shalom's father wrote a little sefer, Yesh Nechlin. The Mogen Avraham quotes all the time from the sefer, Yud Nun, Yesh Nechlin. So he starts off the sefer, Yesh Nechlin, some people leave over money to their children. And other people don't have any money, so they have nothing to leave, so they leave over a tzavor with midas chassidus. So that's what he says, I don't have any money. The Shalom's father writes, I don't have any money. So I'm going to leave you over Midas Chassidus. So he writes a whole country. So the children went and they printed the sefer and they made money on it. They printed the Yesh Nechlin. And they have on the bottom of the page, the Hagos Yesh Nechlin. by one of the sons, I think by the Shalom's brother, Naglos Yeshnak. So the Magen Avraham always quotes it. That's what the Aderes also didn't have any money, so he wrote up all of his Midas Chassidus that his children should follow. So he writes that he always, in Europe, he didn't have any money, so he always felt bad. He never had the mitzvah of mezuzah min atar. That Taisvis and Shulchan Aruch, it says that the mitzvah of mezuzah is only chsavtam ha-mezuzah be'secha, if the house belongs to you. If the house is rented, so the chiyuv mezuzah is only with the rabban. So he felt bad, it's only with the rabban. He wants to have a chiyuv mezuzah min atar. So he spoke to his landlord, a Jewish landlord in Europe, and he convinced him that instead of paying rent, that he should rent the apartment, he should buy the house a matana, not a matana, a kinyan, al manos lahachzer. He's buying the house in order that the chiyuv mezuzah should be there. Isa. Beisecha, it belongs to him. That was one of his many midrashim. Okay. So it's not exactly the same. To rent is one thing. To rent is not even a kinyan peris. It's a schus tashmish. To rent is... But the kinyan peris ki kinyan aguf dami. So one of the achrayim writes, Marit Algazi. There are people who learn. Marit Algazi has a long chibur amchoris. So that people who learn chorus just in order to read the Marit Algazi has such fantastic pilpulim in the back of the big gemaras as a whole Marit Algazi. So the Marit Algazi has fantastic pilpulim on the mesilah. So he, in one of his pilpulim, he assumes, the beginning of the second parak of Mechoros, he assumes that a person who rents an automobile or a person who rents an apartment has a kinyan peiros. So the later poskim say he made a mistake. One who rents does not, that's not called a kinyan peiros. That's chus tashmish. Kinyan peiros, if you own the thing, lip, I own the guf adova, lip peirosov. Not if I have a chus tashmish. It's not the same thing. So here, the Gemara had before, that you want to have dalav hay if you do a mechira. Well, what if I rent the animal to someone else? I rented the animal to someone else. That's b'chlam not a mechira. It's not even a kinya peris. It's not even that you own the guf hadova lepeiroisa. You have a schuz tashmish on the thing. That's b'chlam not chayim. What if I sell it to you for 30 days? A mechira lizman. The Gemara says even b'chor l'shloshim yom is also not chayim. I sell it to you. Rashi says. Rashi learns like that. I sell it to you that it should belong to you for 30 days, like the Aderis said when he pays the rent. He doesn't want to rent the apartment. He didn't pay the rent at the end of the month to pay. No, he paid the rent in the beginning of the month. And he says, I don't want this to be accepted as rent. I want to pay you to buy the apartment for a month, a kinyan l'zman. So he bought it, a kinyan l'zman. So he felt that, or matan amanas la'ach, a kinyan amanas la'ach, so whichever. He felt that'll make it into a real kinyan and schayv mezuzah min atar. So Rashi learns in the Gemara before that mechor l'shloshim yom is not chayiv. Means if I sell it for 30 days, if I would have rented it for 30 days, there's upkiret, there's no mechir at all. That's I'm giving him schusetash. I'm selling schusetash, I didn't sell it the yen. So even if I do sell it for 30 days, that's a shiur. The ganav is not mechayiv, that's a shiur. That's how Rashi learned. The Rambam learned mechor l'shloshim yom means differently. I sell it to Lacha Lamed Yom. We make a kinyan now on the Shorba set. I say the kinyan should take effect after 30 days. So the Rambam writes, if the police catch the ganav in the middle of the 30 days, so he's not chayv. If they catch the ganav after the 30 days are up, then the mechir was chayv. But if they catch him in the middle of 30 days, then he's not chayv. What's the chiddush? Even though the din is that mochar koidim yiyush, was a machloikis, but he need a hanamaisav, and we paskin, even though mocha kodemish, even though leh hanamaisav, even though it's not chal, he's still chayv dalavahay. So one might have thought that if I sell, I make a mechirit today, lachalamad yom, the kinyan should take effect in another 30 days. So it didn't take effect yet, but you have the maisi kinyan, and it wasn't chal, so it's the same as selling before yirsh. You have a maisi mechirit, and it's not chal. So that's what the Rambam says, no, if mocha the shloshim yom, if the mechirit is going to take effect in another 30 days, so the ganav is not, and they catch him in the middle of the 30 days, and it's not chayv dalavei. If they catch him after 30 days, the Rambam implies that he is chayv dalavei. Oh, if they catch him within the 30 days, they can make a gmar din. So let him wait another week. So the bezin will remain another week, then they'll make him pay the dalavei. So what does he gain? No, the answer is chaz ekar on the bayla. If he's got the police catch him, so he sees the jig is up, so he says, okay, here's the behemoth. He's going to give it back. Or he's going to pay the money. So whatever, he was already tovach hamocha, let's say. So if he's going to be chazer on the bottom before the bezin makes a gemar din, the bezin can't make a gemar din until what was it? Mochar. He sold it that the sale should take effect in another 30 days. So then they catch the ganav after 25 days. So the ganav has 5 days to give it back to the nignav. That'll be chazir keren lebanim. Once chayav is a keren lebanim, so the bezna has no ability to make a gmar din that he has to pay dollar. That's how the Rambam says. Yeah, we were just bothered when we learned that gemara. Via those gemara, how can you make a kinyan lachalamin on the talcholim that's going to take effect? Lachalamin is going to be called a kinyan. What kind of a kinyan? You're going to make, I'll make a kinyan hakbo on a gemara that I should be kind of the gemara lachalamin yom. Hakbo, the gemara says, hakbo, meshicha, either chotzer, it's either kind of now, it's not kind at all. You can't make a kinyan now. You can give a get lachalamin yom because the woman is still holding on to the get. If the get will be nikra, the get will be torn on nisra, the get will be burnt. I say, harizigitech lacha lamed yom. So if the get is burnt before it comes yom lamed, so the Mishnah says that it's ainu mugureshes, it's no good. If you make kiddush and lacha lamed, so she has the ring. And even if she loses it, let's say I give her food and she ate up all the food, or she lost the ring. So the Gemara said, that's a chiddush, that there's no problem of kol sekinyan. Yes, but that's by kesef. By Kesef, the Gemara says, there's no problem of Kol Sekinyan. Rabbi Shmuel, Damit Shavayu, there's no issue of Kol Sekinyan by Kesef. But over here, what? By Mochar, he's selling with Kesef. Maybe that's the Hechet Timtzum. He's selling with Moes. So our Torah, Moes Koinus. I'm a Talfalin. So the Ganef sold the Shorba said with a Kinyan Moes. So by Kinyan Moes, there's no Kol Sekinyan. It's a funny Ukimta. Usually when you sell a Shorba said, you sell a Talfalin, say, make a Kinyan Hagboy, make a Kinyan Meshicha. Make a kinyan mesira. Mesira is kind of a behemah gasa. Make a kinyan mesira. Make a kinyan chotzu. All of these, you can't make a kolsa kinyana. You can't make lachalam. If it'll be in the same place. Yeah, but then if that. So what does the Rambam mean? They catch him in the middle of lamed yom, and then if it's still sitting there. The Gemara has some cases where the meshicha is still kinda. When meshicha would not be kolsa kinyana. If Kaima Bagam, then the Gemara says it will be good. Okay. In that rare case. So that we had, that was the Gemara before. If he's Moichel Lishloshim Yom. So Rashi learned Moichel Lishloshim Yom, I'm only selling it for 30 days. So that's like rental, Rashi. Just like if the Ganef rents the behemoth out, he's not Chayv Dal Behemoth. So even if he sells it Lishloshim Yom, he's not going to be Chayv Dal Behemoth. The Rambam learned Mechor Lishloshim Yom means the Mechor should take effect Lachalamad Yom. And they catch him within the Shloshim Yom, so it's not Chayv. Here's Faker. Here's Mechor Chutz Shloshim Yom. So the Gemara has a suffix whether he would be Chayv in such a case. Boy Rabbi Yom, Mechor Chutz Shloshim Yom, Mahu. He sells the behemoth, the Ganav sells the behemoth to Lokeach, take it from Yad, but he says, I reserve the right to use the animal, the Malachti, Asaba Malachti. He was going to shecht it now. What? I sell the animal, Chutz Shloshim Yom, they're going to shecht it, and I'm going to eat it up in the middle of the 30 days. He's going to have nothing left after the 30 days. So you can ask me money back. So what do you mean? I sold it to you, chutz mishloshim yom. So Rashi says, no, not I'm going to eat it up in the middle of the 30 days. I'm going to do malacha with it. Understood? I'm not going to eat it up. I sold it to you. I sold it to you. I reserve the right to use it for malacha. So the Gemara is not sure. Does that count as a shiur or not? L'chor chutz mishloshim yom. Is that considered a shiur or not? Because the whole behemoth did sell to the other one. Uch. What does it mean, Rashi? In Tirtza l'shoch toshchot miyad. It's yours to do whatever you want. However, mintasa b'malocha, amalocha ishali. Is that considered a shirana? Okay. So he's not sure. So the Rambam quotes this all together. Everything is a sofik, amatz mechol av harabi, tof ha-seim etzinos miyodah. This is all that same Rambam where the rabbi had the hasogim. So that's the Gemara sofik. Then the Gemara has a sofik. What's the din chutz meyubra? The shorba says pregnant. And he sells the shorvaseh, and he wants to be mishar the yuber. Yeah. So chutz meyuber, the Gemara is going to explain. Chutz meshloshim yam, chutz memelachta, the Gemara doesn't explain anything. The Gemara thinks that we can understand on our own what are the two tzadiyas of it. Chutz meyuber, the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly is the issue. Okay, so maybe tomorrow we'll start from the chutz meyuber. On this, on the top tesis on Ayin Tes, Amin Aleph, there is an important melchamis. In the wrong place. It's on page 82 in the Dafim and the Rif. Start on the last line on page 81. Od Oshivolo, the two lines from the bottom, page 81, goes over to 82. That's an important Melchamis. Okay. Of course, our Yerushalmi has something original to say that we didn't discuss.